The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So there was a man driving along a rural road with a bunch of farms and orchards on every side of it. As he'd been driving for a while, he was getting a little hungry and decided he wanted to stop at one of the stalls on the side of the road and buy some food. The first one he passed said $1 for 1 pound of apples. He was like, okay, that's pretty healthy. I could probably do that. But then a second later, he saw a sign that said $5 for one apple seed. This piqued his interest, his curiosity. So he pulled over, went to the one with the sign with $5 for a single apple seed and said, "So why are you selling apple seeds for $5 a piece?" The vendor says, "Well, you see, these seeds are special. Every one you eat is guaranteed to make you smarter." And so after a moment, he thinks about it and is like, okay, you know, I want to find this out. Like, let's see how this all works. So he hands over his $5. And he gets his one seed, starts eating it. Before he finishes chewing the entire seed, he turns to the vendor and says, "You know, I could have gotten 5 pounds of apples for the price of this one seed." And the vendor says, "Ah, it's working." The gospel today talks about seeds being planted in various types of soil. The seed here isn't guaranteed to make you any smarter, but rather, the seed in question is the word of God that is planted into every soul throughout history, throughout the world. And the yield of that seed depends entirely on the kind of soil that it finds itself in. The word of God never blossoms alongside greed or snobbishness, self-centeredness, or love of the easy life. Christ is the sower, and while we desire to be good soil, we know there are times and places in our own lives where we are shallow, where we have no depth, where we have weeds that are choking out any sense of God. And of course, there are places where there are good portions, good fields within us. Christ uses these four different soil types to describe the different responses a person has to the Word of God. The soil along the path is too hard to absorb the seed. Soon the birds eat it up or passerbys trample it underfoot. This soil is like the person who hears the word of God without letting any of it sink in. The seed, the word, is then replaced by worldly concerns. This type of soil represents people whose hearts and minds are closed because of prejudice, fear, pride, the business of this world, or even immorality. The rocky ground represents people who are always looking for novelties, but never take a permanent interest in a single thing. This kind of person is at first impressed by the message, but quickly loses interest because of the effort that would be required to actually grow that word, to grow that seed. The soil filled with weeds and thorns represents people addicted to evil habits and tendencies, whose hearts are filled with hatred, jealousy, fear, and greed. They are interested only in acquiring money by any means and enjoying life in any way possible. These people are filled with worldly interests that undermine their own good. And finally, we have the good soil. The good soil represents the people who hear the word of God and diligently keep it. They have open hearts filled with humility and a desire for holiness. They are eager to hear the word and ready to put it into practice. And above all, they are attentive to the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes, when we hear this gospel, we mistakenly think that an entire person falls into one of these categories, that the whole person is as shallow as the rocks or the dirt path, or filled with weeds, or even that the whole person is entirely good soil. But this just isn't true. In the same way that the church is not a monolith, in the same way that the United States itself is not a monolith, individuals are not completely one thing. They're not a monolith either. We have a myriad of areas in our lives. Some areas are shallow or rocky or filled with weeds. Some areas are truly good soil. My brothers and sisters, the goal in the spiritual life then is to examine the vast expanses within us and see which areas are good soil, which areas we have to continue to cultivate and keep because they're actually not doing too bad. But then we need to examine the rest of the areas too to find out which areas need to be tilled or plowed, which areas need mulch or fertilizer, which areas might need an extra dose of weed killer. All of this we do in order to prepare ourselves to receive the word of God within, to receive Christ himself. There's going to be points in our lives, times in our lives, areas in our lives that need that extra care and attention in order to till the soil, to prepare it to receive the seed of God. It's not easy, but it's good work. It's hard work, but good work. And all of this is in order to prepare, again, every aspect of our life to receive Christ himself and produce fruit 100, 60, or even 30-fold.